Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Focus Factory. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in life, constantly striving for perfection? Always putting pressure on yourself, beating yourself up when things don't go your way? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion, because let's face it, sometimes you just need to cut yourself some slack. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Compassion? That sounds all fluffy and hippy-dippy. But trust me, this isn't about becoming a pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Because when it comes to our mental well-being, self-compassion is absolutely essential. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole self-compassion thing? Let's break it down. Number 1. Self-compassion starts with recognizing your humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Life isn't about being perfect, it's about learning, growing, and stumbling along the way. Think about it. You wouldn't berate a friend for tripping over their own feet, right? You'd probably offer a helping hand and a comforting word. So why be so harsh on yourself when you inevitably face setbacks? Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice negative self-talk creeping in, acknowledge it, but don't let it consume you. Remember, your thoughts are just thoughts, they aren't necessarily facts. You have the power to choose how you react to them. Number 3. Challenge those inner critics. We all have that little voice in our head that whispers doubts and insecurities. Well, it's time to call out that critic and challenge its negativity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Often, those negative voices are just projections of our fears, not actual reflections of reality. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. This means engaging in self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply allowing yourself some downtime, make sure you prioritize your well-being. Number 5. Celebrate your successes, big and small. Don't downplay your accomplishments. Acknowledge your wins, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. This helps build self-esteem and fosters a sense of accomplishment that fuels further growth. Let's imagine this. You've been working on a major project for weeks, putting in long hours and facing numerous challenges. Finally, the day arrives to present your work. You're nervous, butterflies are fluttering, but you take a deep breath and deliver a fantastic presentation. But instead of celebrating that win, you start critiquing yourself. The slide transitions were a bit slow, I could have been more confident, or there was room for improvement. Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of falling into the trap of negativity, acknowledge the hard work you put in, celebrate your accomplishment, and learn from any areas that could be improved. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. But celebrating your successes along the way keeps you motivated and encourages continuous growth. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace your humanity, practice mindfulness, challenge those negative voices, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your wins. Self-compassion is a powerful tool for mental well-being. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you'd offer to someone you care about. Remember, you deserve kindness, even, and especially, when things get tough. Now, go out there and be your own best friend. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. And as always, keep those brains focused and those spirits high. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.